A good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra, and Erev Purim, Parshas Zohar. Unbelievable discussion we have to have that the 13th of Adar, that was a day that the Yidden would fast and go out to war to protect in the times of Mordechai and Esther. We get to sit in Shul and Shabbos and come home and have Kiddush and eat wonderful food. We had a Tainus Esther Muktam. So this year, our Kabbalah HaPurim comes right after Shabbos. Now, we had a couple other things that happened that way this year, that coming right after Shabbos, we go into some amazing occasion. And this seems to be a very important theme, that many times over the ages, people always say, why does there have to be so much Midas HaDin? And, you know, maybe like, you know, there's the chinuch, you know, people used to get patches a lot. And now they want to change the whole philosophy of chinuch. And instead of getting patches, we give candies. We positive incentives as opposed to negativity. And we focus on the positive. Givaldik. There's a place for that. But none are mutually exclusive. In other words, you have to have this idea and knowledge that there's a consequence in the negative side, that when you do the positive, there's a positive side. So you need to have both. If it's only positive, like I got the candy, I didn't get the candy, or get the reward, I didn't get the reward, it doesn't have such a stark contrast as understanding that if I do good, that's amazing, and if I do the negative, it could be a big problem. And there could be consequences that are dire. So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands our generation, and this year he wants to do it this way. Instead of fasting going into Purim, we actually are having beautiful Shabbos, Shal Shudas, you know, and we're coming to Kriyas Megillah. We're coming right after Shal Shudas, full stomach, amazing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as it were, playing it on our terms this year. Could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, let's see how you guys respond. Let's see what you do coming into Purim on a full stomach. And I think that that's something very important. A lot of people look at Purim as a time to party. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lehudim Haisa Orav V'Simcha V'Sosam V'Ikar. Purim is a time to have a new commitment. That's the bottom basic line of all Purim. It's Kabbalah's HaTorah Mi'ava, taking the Torah out of love. So it's almost like, yeah, the first time we got the Torah, it's like a mountain was held over our head. More on Shabbos Peiches says, oh, Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. In the times of Achashverosh, we got the Torah again out of Ava. That's what the stress and emphasis should be in Purim. Unfortunately, a lot of us are not necessarily in the proper frame of mind, and we end up taking the tuffel as drinking is the ikker. And even though there are some big things said about drinking, but the day really is supposed to be a day of taking upon yourself new commitments. That's Hadar Kiblua. Lahudim Haisa Or Vasimcha Sosan Yikar. Can't be Alanu. Or Zutara. Right? Sasan, Simcha, Yontav, Ikar, Tfilin. We have to re-accept these mitzvahs that we didn't necessarily do out of Ava to do them now by Ava. And that is what the essence of the day is. And I think that that's what we should do in Zohar. In Zohar is to remember. Remember what Amalek tried to do to you. Amalek tried to defeat you, try to make you feel that there's no hope, try to make you feel that we were the ones, the people that were attacked. Who was attacked? Who was attacked? It was the people who were the Oisvars, the people who were Tameim, who were cast out already from the Machane. They were sent out because they're Tameim. That's why they didn't have the divine protection of Lanane Kavod. And that's why when Amalek attacked them, they were vulnerable. Hashem Baruch Hu says, "Say lilochem milamal." Hashem tells Moshe, "Go out." Moshe tells Yeshua, "Go out and attack Amalek. Take from the biggest people." Gedolei Ador went out to save the people who were tameim. A lot of people say, "Oh, why are the rabbis so worried about people going to the army, not going to the army? They're not going to learn. So, like, you know, who cares about them anyways? Let them go get a job and let them go to the army and do something good." So, the philosophy I'm not going to get into, but going out to work is, you know, it could be a big mitzvah. It's not a problem. The question is that you become vulnerable to the foreign philosophies. If a person feels that he's an outcast and he's sent away, that's when the problems start. That's when Amalek attacks them. Amalek attacks the guys who think that they're not meant to be in yeshiva. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua, go out and go and battle with Amalek, because every yid is important. You don't have to be the Gadol Ador. You don't have to learn 24 hours a day. You don't have to learn 10 hours a day. You don't have to learn 2 hours a day. You got to learn something every day. Got to daven. And your davening matters. Even if you're working and even if you're doing other things, because Baruch Hu wants your tefillos. And he doesn't want you to fall prey to the goyish philosophies and to become not Jewish. To become disattached. That's what Amalek did. Malika is where they severed the head. That's what Amalek tries to do. The mind is not connected to yourself at all, and you just act, live like life like a goy chas shalom. So this is what zachar we need to remember. Zachreu al yayin, we have to remember it with wine, like Shabbos Kedesh. Yeah, we remember with wine. We do the parsha zachar on Shabbos dafka with Shabbos to cover the love of Shabbos, the gishmak of Shabbos that we have. The Shabbos has the power to give us the schus to defeat the Amalek, because it's coming from love. The Shabbos be'av of rotzan chaltanu, because Baruch Hu is showing us av and rotzan Hashem with His love and His desire, His will to connect us. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Shabbos, because He loves us. And that's when we remember Zohar, because Zohar, we need to understand that's because Hashem loves us so much. Hashem was going to help us forget and defeat Amalek. Even if we're the biggest oisfars, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself sent us out, we can prevail. So that is one of the messages we need to take going into Purim. Another thing, just the idea, is that not every year do we have it on Parshas Vayikra and Tzav. His next job is just an interesting thing that Haman is given out here in 95. And of course, next week's Parshas is Parshas Tzav is 96. We have to rise above our enemies. You know, Tzav is the commandment to go out and be committed. I have a tzivui, I have a commandment. I feel if I've taken a Kabbalah on this Shabbos, Parsha Zohar, and on Purim, I firmly commit to something. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. If Gamaliel says big things are hard to keep, to take something small, take a commitment, something small, bench inside a bencher. Gamaliel always says, why does a person, he's looking at his food to make sure everything's just so, and when it comes to benching, it's all baal peh, he's not looking at all. If you have tayavan, if you have an appetite for your food, have an appetite to thank God. It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a beautiful thing. Whatever you could do, making sure you say Kriya Shema at night, not already sleeping, sit up and make sure you say it word for word. If you want, say the first three paragraphs of Shema. It's a tremendous, the Lashon HaZohar has a tremendous power that it eradicates our enemies. It's unbelievable stuff. So this year we have a special opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that we should take advantage of this opportunity on Purim to daven, on Purim to say Tehillim, and Purim to make a commitment to see what we're going to do, just like the Yidden did then. This is what we should do every year. And Be'ez Hashem, you know, we're getting closer and closer to Mashiach. And who knows? The straw, the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back, it could be one person's Kabbalah, one person's commitment, to maybe just say an Asher Yatzar, looking inside. Maybe just say it once a day, like, you know, get up in the morning, instead of just mumbling things, I'm going to open up the siddur, I'm going to say those brachas inside. Even that one straw could break the camel's back. We have no idea the schar mitzvah is something small. Especially things that Adam Dash Bekeva, people like trample upon anyways, because it doesn't seem significant. Those are the things that Kosh Baruch Hu says, oh, that's the sign that this person is truly mine. It matters to him, even the seemingly insignificant things. Of course, the big things also matter, but even the insignificant. Kosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we should be Zohar Zayin, to have an unbelievable Parsha Zohar, Shabbos Zohar. We should internalize the messages and give us the strength to eradicate Amalek, not only spiritually, but physically, B'zad Hashem. We should be Zohar that we should be seeing the B'ez Goel Tzedek, the Mashiach Tzidkenu, bring us all the people back to Eretz Yisrael, build the base of Mikdash, B'zad Hashem, and we could be Zohar to do the Karbonos. This week's Parsha starts all the Karbonos. We were talking about the past weeks, we were talking about the building of the Mishkan. 4 out of 5 of the past parshas, all about building the Mishkan. Well, what do you do with the Mishkan? Bring karbanos. Adam ki akriv mikem, but it's got to be sacrifice. I've got to sacrifice something for myself. I can sacrifice something of my convenience. Sometimes I have what's convenient for me, what's not convenient. Because Baruch Hu sees that we're willing to take upon ourselves something, to sacrifice a Kosh Baruch Hu, then Bez Hashem, we're already using the proverbial Beis HaMikdash by bringing our own offerings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll see that and say, oh, I wish I could see that actualized in my Beis HaMikdash. So we should daven Hashem have his house back, he shouldn't be homeless anymore, Kaviyachol, and we should be all these zochot to share in that simcha of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a Freilichim for it.